With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia. And in just a few days, the NFL draft will be upon us. That's right. It's a very exciting time. It could change the future of many NFL franchises. Could also change your future in your pockets. So here are my top 10 NFL draft picks for betting for the NFL draft for you. But before we get into it, let's make sure you remember to subscribe to this channel at Betting Pros on the YouTube side. Click that little bell for notifications. And if you leave a comment below, you could win a free premium upgrade to Fantasy Pros Premium. That's right. All the tools you need to be the most successful wagerer you could possibly be are at your fingertips here at Betting Pros Premium. And if you don't want to wait for the contest, just go to bettingpros.com/premium and upgrade today. So without further ado, the picks are in. Let's get after it and see what we've got. Ooh, this first one's good. Number 10, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, first drafted wide receiver, minus 250 over on DraftKings. I get it. It's a heavy juice. But this is a light wide receiver class, which means that JSN is the clear standout. In years past, he would probably be a little more like the third, maybe even fourth guy off the board when you saw some of these classes that had Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson in it. But JSN right now is the elite guy. He's the most complete wide receiver, and he's pretty much a lock to be the first wide receiver selected. I know we've got thrown curveballs in the past, but this year doesn't feel like it's going to happen. That makes JSN the lock, despite the heavy juice, to be the first wide receiver taken in this year's draft. Number 9, total QBs drafted round 1, under 4.5, and minus 138 over on FanDuel. Now, you're going to get Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, and Will Levis. Those are your four. I know there's been some buzz lately for Hendon Hooker. I just don't see him being taken in the first round, or any other quarterback for that matter. So while this is still at minus 138, I think this is a pretty darn good investment. It's very safe, and you kind of know who the four QBs are. Plus, it's a really good draft for offensive linemen, cornerbacks, a few prime defensive players, and wide receivers likely to go as well in round 1. I just don't see room for a fifth quarterback, so stay under that 4.5 and make some cash. At number 8, let's invest in Will Anderson, boys and girls. First defensive player drafted, Will Anderson plus 135, and over on pick position, 3.5. So over the 3.5, that's over at plus 110 over on DraftKings. So you're getting plus money on both of these, and I understand that people right now in the consensus feel like the Cardinals would take Will Anderson at 3. But why would the Cardinals stay there at 3 when they could probably move back at least one spot, maybe even two or more, and still get Will Anderson because of the teams that are drafting around them? So I expect the Cardinals to trade out. If they do, all of a sudden, this pick will go a little bit longer for Will Anderson. Will Anderson was a 5-star recruit, had an incredible career as an edge rusher for Alabama. He is the goods. Jalen Carter was right there with him in terms of talent at the defensive side, but some of the questions regarding Jalen Carter recently bumped his stock down just a tad. So I still believe Will Anderson will be the first guy selected on the defensive side of the football, and I do think it will be after pick 3, which means I want to go over that 3.5. Number 7, Will Levis to the Colts at plus 165 over at BetMGM. I don't love Will Levis as a prospect. I think he's got potential, but it seems like he's going to be a lock here in Indianapolis. I don't think they're looking for the more project-oriented Anthony Richardson. And Will Levis does have a huge arm. After playing sparingly at Penn State, he eventually established himself in Kentucky. And there's no doubt about it, this guy has a cannon. And it seems like they're looking to throw the football in Indianapolis with this new coaching regime in place. So look for Will Levis to land in Indy and be the starter sooner than later. Number six, the position of the Cincinnati Bengals' first-drafted player being tight end at plus 150 over on FanDuel. Now, this is a really good tight end class, which is not something you say very often in the NFL draft. You've got Michael Mayer, you've got Dalton Kincaid, you've got Musgrave, you've got a bunch of guys here, even Sam Laporta later, who all profile to be impact tight ends at the NFL level. Here you go. This is a situation where the Bengals have a need at tight end, and certainly the draft capital exists where one of these guys is going to fall to them, either Mayer or Kincaid, and will be a really good fit for the Cincinnati Bengals. So I like this draft pick for them at plus 150 over on FanDuel. You're getting a good number. This is one of the rare opportunities where a team has a need at the position, and that position is pretty much locked in around that same pick range. So the perfect storm is coming to Cincinnati, and it's going to be a tight end. Don't forget, everybody, we've also got our live draft coverage Thursday, April 27th, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern for you to enjoy all of the fantasy side, the wagering side of the NFL draft. So make sure you also subscribe to our Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and join us live for the NFL draft, 7 p.m. Eastern, this coming Thursday, the 27th, for the NFL draft. Number five, the New England Patriots' first drafted player to be a cornerback at plus 250 on FanDuel. This is a fantastic cornerback class. One of the elite guys probably won't make it to the Patriots, but there's a whole host of very good corners, especially ones that can help the New England Patriots in the style of defense that they play. Bill Belichick does need offensive tackles as well. Definitely some help on the O-line. However, I think those guys at the top will be gone before the Patriots select, and they'll be forced to go ahead and take a cornerback, which is fine because they have a need there as well. And we know Bill Belichick likes to solidify the defense first and foremost when it comes to New England. Let's have some fun here with the number four selection, the Lions, to draft Devin Witherspoon with pick number six and Kalijah Kancey with pick number 18 as a combo special on FanDuel at plus 650. Now, we know that the Lions have a need at corner, having just moved on from Jeffrey Okuda. Devin Witherspoon fits that bill. There's a desperate need there. He's probably the best guy at the position at the board. You can argue Christian Gonzalez, but we're not here to argue. We're here to make money. Kalijah Kancey fills that hole in the front of this defense at defensive tackle at a really good value at 18. So this just makes a lot of sense. Of course, this bet is for the picks being made specifically at 6 and 18 with these specific players. So you run the risk if Detroit gets trade happy that all of a sudden, even if they take these guys at different picks, you don't win money. But I think a small unit on this makes a lot of sense because it's such a good return and it's so glaringly obvious what Detroit needs to do here in this draft early on. And that solidified the front of this defense and the defensive back situation where they're lacking. Number three, the Seattle Seahawks to draft Jalen Carter plus 600 over on FanDuel. The Seahawks have a ton of picks in this draft, and I think the Jalen Carter stock is slowly rising back up to the original level. It's not going to get all the way to the tippy top, but I think just enough where the Seahawks and Pete Carroll, who have been known to take chances on potential problem children in the past, go ahead and take a chance here with Jalen Carter, who could absolutely solidify the front end of this defense for the next decade for the Seahawks. So look for Jalen Carter plus 600 over at Seattle. I think it's a really good wager. I think it's a really good chance of it happening. And Jalen Carter making an impact in the NFL for years to come. That brings us to number two on our list. Bijan Robinson staying at home deep in the heart of Texas with the Dallas Cowboys at plus 600 over on FanDuel. Ezekiel Elliott's era is no more. Tony Pollard had a great season, but Tony Pollard doesn't really fit the bill of an every down back. Enter Bijan Robinson, the hero of the state of Texas. Hook 'em horns, let's go. Bijan would be an enormous help to this offense and probably the defense as well, considering how many turnovers Dak Prescott had last year. It was troubling at times. Bijan Robinson would go a long way to not only solidifying this offense, but balancing it as well in a whole new, fresh way. Bijan is a top talent. The Cowboys might even be aggressive to move up a pick or two just to select him. He is going in the first round. That is a lock. But plus 600 to the Cowboys just makes too much sense. And we all know Jerry Jones likes to make a splash in the draft. And finally, the second overall pick to be quarterback CJ Stroud at plus 275 at BetMGM. I've heard a lot of rumors lately that the Houston Texans don't like CJ Stroud and he's not coachable. And every year we go through the same thing where these teams throw out smokescreens all over the place. If you have eyes and you watch CJ Stroud play football last year at Ohio State, or you watch him in the combine, you know this kid has got all of the skills to be an immediate impact quarterback in the NFL. And to me, the Houston Texans are going to take a quarterback. They're not going to take Anthony Richardson. They're not going to take Will Levis. They're going to take CJ Stroud because they have to turn this organization around soon. CJ Stroud would be a week one starter for any team that drafts him pretty much with a need at quarterback. And I am just not buying all of this nonsense I'm hearing lately with the rumors about him. CJ Stroud is going to go in the first two picks. And I think once we have Bryce Young already so heavily favored to the Carolina Panthers, it only makes sense that the Texans go ahead and take Stroud and reset their organization for the next decade. Well, there you have it, everybody. Those are the picks that I am picking for you to make picks for the NFL draft on those picks. It's really confusing, sort of, kind of, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean. So go ahead, make your wagers, enjoy the NFL draft, and enjoy it with us on our YouTube channel as well at Fantasy Pros, at Betting Pros. Subscribe to everything. It's good for your health. That'll do it for me, Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Fantasy Pros.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.